USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says people are starving and dying on the streets in Venezuela.
What's happening there is a disgrace. This was one of the wealthiest countries in the world. And all of a sudden, it's grief-stricken, poverty-stricken.
President Trump, during a joint news conference while hosting Brazil's president at the White House today, the president says tougher sanctions could be imposed on the Venezuelan government under Nicolas Maduro. Vice President Mike Pence is getting a first-hand look at the flooded areas in Nebraska. Nebraska's Governor Pete Ricketts says this is the most widespread disaster in the history of his state. So far, at least four people have died and millions of dollars worth of damage have been done by the flooding in the Midwest. Prosecutors in the prostitution case against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft say they will dismiss the charges against Kraft and others if they admit that they would have been found guilty. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
What was at one time the world's largest social networking platform suddenly is a lot smaller. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
All of the content uploaded to MySpace before 2016 is gone forever. The social network that was hot between 2006 and 2009 says that a faulty server migration caused the mass deletion about a year ago, erasing pictures, videos, and over 50 million songs. The loss is permanent, according to a company spokesman, though last year MySpace had claimed the deletion was a temporary error and was going to be fixed.
Ford Motor Company says it will be increasing production of the Ford Expedition and Lincoln Navigator once again this year. Officials say they will increase output by around 20% at the Louisville, Kentucky facility after the summer shutdown. Ford did say they're having trouble keeping up with demand for both vehicles, and the plant is currently running 24 hours a day, 6 days a week. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders have said they would like to abolish the Electoral College and use a popular vote. Now, Democrats have been speaking out regarding the Electoral College after Hillary Clinton won the national popular vote by more than 3 million votes in 2016, but still lost the presidency to President Trump. Trump 2020 campaign senior advisor Laura Trump tells Fox News Democrats are in full-on panic mode.
Let's just talk about the fact that the Electoral College was put in place to make sure that the middle of the country was not forgotten. Otherwise, Sandra, people would campaign in New York and L.A., and that's all they would do. They'd go to the big cities. They'd forget about the real people of this country, the rural people in the middle. I think it's very clear people are still upset on the left that their chosen candidate did not win in 2016. They want to find any way they can to beat Donald Trump, because I think they know it's going to be incredibly hard, almost impossible, to beat this president in the 2020 election.
Trump continues.
Listen, this is a system we've had in place for hundreds of years in this country. It's been working. It's always worked the way it's supposed to. And there's, again, a reason that it was implemented this way by the founders of our country, because they didn't want the people in the middle to be forgotten. And, you know, otherwise you could just make two campaign stops and you call it a day. And that's not really what you want when you have a presidential election.
Several of the 2020 presidential candidates are also suggesting changes be made to the Supreme Court as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.